High in the Mountains. As you walked through the foothills and into the mountains, you would pass through a series of different habitats with different types of trees. At lower levels, you would see many ponderosa pines. Higher up are mixed forests, with Douglas fir, ponderosa pine, white fir, sugar pine, and incense cedar. The places where one habitat ends and another begins are called edge communities. These are very important because they are best at supporting wildlife. Edge communities have a diversity of trees and shrubs. They also have plenty of cover on the ground. Many kinds of animals can live off the plants in these edge communities. Feature box. Sierra Nevada in Spanish means snowy mountains. The mountain range was named in the late 18th century by Fray Pedro Font. He was a Franciscan monk who had moved to the area from Spain. Caption. Before European settlers arrived, Native Americans lived off the land in the Sierra Nevada. It was different in the past. What would you have seen if you had walked through the Sierra Nevada 100 years ago? The kinds of habitats would be basically the same, yet there would be big differences. Fewer plants and trees were in any one place then. The groves of pine, oak, and cedar trees were widely spaced. Fewer plants were growing under the canopy of tall trees. Forest conditions were more open. Sunlight reached the ground and heated it. Humidity levels in the forest were low. Vegetation dried quickly. Unlike today, the forest floor 100 years ago would have been mainly clear of leaf litter. Leaf litter is made up of dead leaves, branches, and trees. These open conditions were perfect for many animals such as birds, squirrels, jackrabbits, mule deer, mountain sheep, and mountain lions. Animals found shelter and a rich supply of food there. Native Americans lived off the land.